I take the promised Holy Ghost, the blessed power of Pentecost, to fill me to the uttermost. I take. Thank God. Thank God he undertakes for me. And the people of God said, Amen. Be seated, please. God's unfailing promise for the battles of life. Deuteronomy chapter 33 and verse 25. Thy shoes shall be iron and brass, and as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Every day must die, and it must be followed by the darkness of night. When you stand by the seashore, when the sea is at its best in a glorious calm day, you view the hills with their verdured caps on. And as you gaze at the far distances, the widening prospect is full of delightful beauty. And then you realize that all this will be lost in a few hours because darkness will cover it all. Oblivion will seize it all and place it all in a grave for at the most 12 hours. But what if I consider, O God, the heavens, the work of thy hands, all the bright light of sight, cannot find the heaven in a truly black night. The darkness conceals them. Even though my eyes are as strong as ever, I cannot see them. As travelers through this world, and as followers of God, I am encouraged by this great and glorious promise. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. If we never had night, we would not have been so desperately in debt to such a promise and such an experience. We could never prove the wonder and miracle of such a promise. 'Tis our weakness which develops the film, and it becomes a photograph. It is by our own afflicting weakness we revel in God's invisible strength. In the fulfillment of such a promise, heaven begins down here in the world below. I want first to deal with our calamity. The frustration of our daily weakness. If this promise is like a star, you know there is no seeing the stars but at night. You can go out and gaze into the heavens now, but you'll not see a star. But when the darkness comes, then the stars come out. The morning cometh, says the old prophet Isaiah, and also the night. When the morning dawns, it is swallowed up again another night. All history is in accord with such an answer. In the history of the world, there was, first of all, the Assyrian night. It passed away. And then it was followed by the Chaldean day, and it passed away. And then it was followed by the Persian day, and it passed away. And then it was followed by the Grecian day, and it passed away. And then it was followed by the Roman day, and it is passing away. John 9 and 4 said, I must do the works of him while it is day, said the Lord Jesus. The night cometh when no man can work. In 1 Thessalonians 5:5, we read of the children of the night. But we are the children of the light. This is an apt description of those who practice the acts of sinning. They are children of the night. But those that know God are children of the light. The day is the thing when light is. God said, let there be light. And there was light. I don't care how dark the night is through which you are passing. I don't care how terrible is the weight upon your mind and your heart and from a memory disturbed with backsliding or worldliness. But this I know well, that day will dawn again. There never has not been the dawning of the day. I remember the first gleamings of the day in my own soul. I was just a lad at school, and walking along the pavement of a street that I could take you to. I was very foolish one day, and I got them to stop the car, and I got out to look, but the footpath had been modernized. There used to be what we called in Ballymena big pavers on the footpath. And I remember one of them where I stood, and God brought to my heart the assurance of salvation, that I was a child of God. The Lord said, worry no more. I have taken your worries. Fear not about your sins. I have carried them. They have disappeared. My eye will never see them again. And you will never be accountable for them. And that song broke forth from my lips. I was there when it happened, and I ought to know. The Spirit burning in me set my heart aglow, and I praise the Lord today that He washed all my sins away. I was there when it happened, and I ought to know. As thy days, so is thy strength. How true it is that without Christ we can do nothing. How blessed is this promise in the day of our suffering. It is of course easy to speak of the heat of the furnace, but it's another thing to suffer from the heat of the flame. I read these lines that I'm going to repeat to you now a few days ago. It is proof and experience of this glorious day of my test, when God proves that as my days are, so shall be my strength. And all that refers to my voice as well. Please take note. The hymn writer said this, I asked the Lord that I might grow in faith and love and every grace, might more of his salvation know, and seek more earnestly his face. I hope that in some favored hour, at once he answered my request, and by his love's constraining power, subdue my sins and give me rest. Instead of this, he made me feel the hidden evils of my heart, and let the angry powers of hell assault my soul in every part. Lord, why is this? I trembling cried. Wilt thou pursue thy worm to death? 'Tis in this way, the Lord replied, I answer prayer for grace and faith. You wouldn't know the meaning of grace if you didn't hit the hard patch of the road. You would go on in your own strength, but as thy days, so shall thy strength be. It is only in the daily supply of divine strength I can enjoy the daily supply of God's joy. There is a word in 2 Kings that I love. 2 Kings chapter 19, 30 and 31. It says we must learn that it is only as we grow upward, we have already grown downward. And the remnant that is escaped of the house of Judah shall yet again take root downward and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem shall go forth a remnant, and they that escape out of Mount Zion, the zeal of the Lord shall do it. Our strength above ground is measured by our strength below the ground. As I days downward in the ground are, so will our days be above the ground. Our text is a text to strengthen us in the dark hour of the devil's attack and the temptations of the world and the flesh. You do not know the way the devil knows you. He that think that he is safe from the devil's ploys is a fool. It was Isaac Watts, the king of hymn writers, as a boy who wrote the word. Samson, when his hair was lost, met the Philistines to his cost, shook his vain limbs with vast surprise, made feeble fight, and lost his eyes. It is only as we depend upon God daily that we'll know the victory. Through Delilah, Satan found a back road into Samson's heart. We will all be weak as water if God helps us not. Take up the Bible. Read the story of the greatest men who ever walked this earth, and you'll find every one of them had a weakness. Every one of them, somewhere or other, failed God. They lost out. Even the mighty Elijah ran away because the painted Jezebel said, I'm going to kill you. And then when he ran away, he lay down under a tree. And then what did he say? He says, Lord, let me die. Why did he not stay at the gate of the palace? And Jezebel would have obliged him. She would have killed him. But he ran away. And then he said to God, you just kill me now. Little did he know he would never die. Isn't it interesting? Here's a fellow praying for death. And he's one man in the world that's never going to die. Man, I'll talk it over with old Elijah someday. Of course, he'll not be old Elijah then. He'll be young. He will be as young as I'll be. You know, you may in heaven have a special time on your spiritual birthday. But you'll not be growing older. You'll be growing younger because God does not live with aged saints. Every saint in Scripture in the heavens is like a young man. But let me turn to a second thing. Our mighty witness of God's promise to keep us safe can never be broken. There is no run on heaven's riches. The bank of heaven can never be bankrupt. I was greatly struck the other day. I am a reader of C.H. Spurgeon's sermons and what sermons they are. And I picked up a volume of Spurgeon's sermons and discovered that he was preaching on a day when the whole of Europe was in a quandrum. When Great Britain was standing and the members of the French and of the Germans and of the other European nations were threatening her. And Spurgeon preached a sermon on what shall we do in this day of trouble. And he said, if your days are not days of faith, days of believing and days of obedience, then you will receive no benefit whatever from God. God only gives wonderful things to his saints when they believe in him with all their heart and all their soul and all their minds. When there was nothing but grim darkness, there Christ stood himself beside the anvil. He cast a hot mass of flame, and hammering it with his own ponderous arm, each spark that flew from it made a world. There those sparks are still glittering to this day. Why? Because Spurgeon said, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. Look at the days of the saints of God. Look at Enoch. Look at Noah. Look at Abraham. Look at Joseph and all the heroes of a past dispensation. God failed them not, for he is God. And look at one man that was backed in the darkest of sorrows. His name was Job. And listen to him in the day of the deepest darkness. For I know that my Redeemer liveth. I'm half dead, and my family is all dead. But, O God, I know that my Redeemer doesn't die, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon this earth. Think of it. One day the nail printed feet of Jesus will stand again upon this earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. There's one for the unbeliever. He has no answer to it. Miracle of miracles. The skin worms destroying the body. And yet, in my same flesh that they ate and destroyed, I shall stand before God, whom I shall see for myself. And mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. One final brief thought. The demonstration of our life's wonderfulness. As we are wonderfully made, so our days are wonderfully appointed to us by God. Put away your doubts, dear child of God. There is a continuing, unceasing supply of renewing grace for us all. I often read Mrs. Alexander's verse concerning Moses and his death. And she wrote, "This was the bravest warrior that ever buckled sword. This the most gifted poet that ever breathed the word. And never earth's philosopher traced with his golden pen on the deathless page truths half so sage as Moses wrote down for men. And had he not high honor, the hillside for us pall, to lie in state while angels wait with stars for tapers tall, and the dark rock pines like tossing plumes o'er his bier to wave, and God's own hand in that lonely land to lay him in the grave, in that deep grave without a name, whence his uncoffined clay shall break again, most wondrous thought, before the judgment day, and stand with glory wrapped around on the hills he never trod, and speak of the strife that won our life with the incarnate God. O lonely tomb on Moab's land, O dark Beth Peor hill, speak to these curious hearts of ours and teach them to be still. God has great mysteries of grace, ways that we cannot tell. He hides them deep with the sacred sleep of him he loved so well. And I have met Moses again, and where is he? He's on the top of the hill, and he's discussing with Christ the death that he's going to be taking in a few days down that hill to another hill. And that other hill is Calvary. You can prove, as Moses has proved, that your days can be the measure of your strength. For underneath you at all times are God's everlasting arms. The only place, said an old Puritan, that the saint can finally fall into is the everlasting arms of Almighty God. And the old Puritan said, "I'll be mighty safe when I fall into those arms." Maybe there's someone here today. You're not saved. You're nearer hell than ever you've been in damnation. Oh, turn while the Spirit in mercy is pleading. Steer for the harbor bright. For how do you know? But your soul may be drifting over the deadline tonight. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. Let us bow our heads. Father, we thank thee for thy word. Thy word is truth. Write it on our hearts. And grant that no one here may leave this meeting unconverted and lost, that every one of them may know the pardon of the blood of the Lamb. I thank you, Lord, for the day you saved me and called me out of darkness into light. I was there when it happened, and I ought to know. The Spirit burning in me set my heart aglow, and I praise the Lord today. He's washed my sins away. I was there when it happened, and I ought to know. May every man and every woman and every boy and every girl here know thee, whom to know is life everlasting. And may the blessing of the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest, remain, and abide with you, now and forevermore. And the people of God said, Amen.